It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. I so appreciate you listening to the program. You know, in Luke chapter 10, Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. But while he was teaching, she became worried and upset, the Bible says, about many things. She was worried that everything in the house had to be just right because she was welcoming an honored guest that day, the Lord Jesus Christ. This week on Fresh Oil, we're talking about the enemy of faith, and that is fear. Fear comes to steal your faith. And Martha's fear, it wasn't the fear of failure. It was the fear of losing control. See, her mind was in tomorrow while Jesus was sitting in today. The fear we're talking about today is the fear of the future. Fear of the future, it often looks like busyness. It's the compulsion to keep moving because you're afraid of what will happen if you stop. And Martha couldn't imagine stopping and just sitting at the feet of Jesus like her sister Mary was. And Jesus gently corrected her. I love what he said. He said, "Mary has chosen the better part." He wasn't rebuking Martha for her serving. He was trying to rescue her from her striving to do enough. See, worry doesn't add a single hour to your life, but it can sure take away the joy of the one you have right now. When we fear the future, friend, we forfeit peace in the present. That's the real cost of the fear of future. When you're fearing the future, you forfeit the peace that God wants you to live in right now in the here and now. My verse for today is Isaiah 26 in verse 3. I love this verse. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." See, friend, fear imagines tomorrow's storms, but faith, it anchors in today's Savior, in Jesus Christ. So let go of the fear of the future and hold on to faith that God will be with you in the here and now. Oh, the sixth fear that we face, it's the fear of death. We talked about the first four yesterday, and we just shared about that fear of the future. But the fear of death is a huge fear that so many people face. Did you know in Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15, it says this, "Jesus shared in our humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." You know, my mom lived most of her life so afraid of the fear of death. And I tell you, friend, when she went to the Lord just a few years ago, it was an amazing thing because in that hospital, God took away the fear that had enslaved her for so much of her life. And her death became a very beautiful thing because her children gathered around her and we sang hymns in that room. And the presence of God came in that room and God freed her from that fear of death. See, this is the root fear that drives all the others. Every fear at its core is a fear of loss, whether it's loss of control, loss of comfort, loss of approval, or even life itself. But Jesus, he stripped death of its authority. Paul declared this. He said, "O death, where is your victory? O grave, where is your sting?" See, if you're a believer, death isn't an ending at all. It's an entrance into heaven. You should never fear death. I have to tell you, friend, There's not a day in my life where I fear death, because I know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. My friend, over 41 years I pastored the same congregation, and you cannot imagine how many people I buried in that period of time. I'll never forget a man named Dick who made an appointment with my secretary. He came in my office and sat down. I didn't know him. I said, "What can I do for you, sir?" He said, "The doctors have given me 6 months to live. I'm dying with a tumor in my, I think it was his brain." He said, I heard about you through the police department. Not that my name was on a wanted poster, but I was chaplain for 23 years. He said, "I want you to do my funeral." I said I would be honored. I got to know him and found out that he had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He went on to tell me his story of how he received Christ and that he wasn't afraid to die. 6 months went by, and I'll never forget the day when my pager went off, and when I called in, they said, "Can you get to Dick's house? He's dying." As I walked in the room, my personal physician showed up at the same time. He was the hospice chaplain. He said, "Keith, let me examine him first, and then he's all yours." So the doctor went in, and a few moments, he escorted me into the room. I was shocked by now a man who had been a big man, a man with some muscle on him, and now he had wasted away to probably 80 pounds laying there. He looked like a Holocaust survivor to me. And I could see as he would take each breath, I could see his ribs rise and fall. I was so shocked. He looked like he was in pain. I reached down and asked him, I said, "Are you in pain?" He mouthed yes. I said something I had never said before. I said, "Dick, do you want me just to pray that you can go to be with Jesus?" He looked at me and he said, "Would you?" I prayed that day. I said, "God, this is your child and he's suffering. And I'm just asking you to send your angels and escort him into heaven. Because death has no victory for the child of God. Grave has no sting for the one who knows Jesus Christ." My friend, something happened within 15 minutes. In about 10 to 15 minutes, he pointed to the left corner of the room, and he said, "They want me." I'll be honest with you, it kind of scared me. I went and got the doctor, and I said, "Doc, come in and see if you can see what he's saying." The doctor listened close, and he looked at me, and he said, "They want me." Oh, my goodness. I knew he was seeing something that the rest of us couldn't see in that room, because that day God had sent his angels to escort a Christian home to glory. And in a matter of moments, I watched him take his last breath. How ironic that the next day I had an appointment with the same doctor for my annual physical. I'm sitting in the last room on the left on the table when the doctor walks to the door. He opened the door, and he just stood there and looked at me, and he said, "Keith, you had a rare encounter yesterday." I said, "What do you mean, Doc?" He said, "Keith, people don't die like that." He said, "They normally go comatose 24 to 48 hours before they die." And he said, "I watched you talk to him right up until he took his last breath." He said, "You had a rare encounter yesterday." My friend, that day took away any fear I'd ever had in my life of death, because I realized that day, for the child of God, there really is no such thing as death. We simply move from earth to heaven. If you're a believer, death isn't an ending. It's an entrance. And when you know that, you stop living in the survival mode, and you start living with an eternal perspective. Think about Stephen, the very first martyr in the Bible. As stones were being thrown at him, stoning him to death, the Bible says his face shone like an angel. That's what fearless faith looks like, friend. A heart so anchored in eternity that fear can't reach it. See, fear dies where resurrection lives. I'm here today to tell you, you don't have to be afraid of death. And finally today, I believe it's so important that we recognize our own fears and face them. Which fear are you dealing with today? Is it the fear of failure that says you're never going to be good enough? Is it the fear of people whispering that they'll never approve? Maybe it's the fear of lack or the fear of what's next. Here's the good news, my friend. Once you recognize the mask, you can renounce the lie behind it. Because fear loses its power when it's exposed to the light. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 13, it says this, "Everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light." See, you can overcome fear, not by ignoring it. I'm not saying deny your fear. I'm saying bring it into the light. Bring it to God's presence and say, "God, this is what I'm dealing with." Because God has an antidote to every fear you're ever going to face. Let me give you a few of them. Fear of failure. The truth is, God is with me and He strengthens me, so I can't fail. Isaiah 41:10 tells us that. How about the fear of people? Well, Galatians 1:10 tells us that we live for an audience of one. It's Christ and Christ alone that I live for. How about the fear of rejection? Ephesians 1:6 tells me that I'm accepted in the Beloved. And if God has accepted me, I don't need to worry about being accepted by people. How about the fear of lack? Do you remember Psalm 23, verse 1? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. I shall not be in want." How about fear of the future? Oh, I love Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They're good plans. Plans to give you a hope and a future." God holds tomorrow in His hands. You don't need to fear the future. And fear of death? Well, Hebrews 2 told us, Jesus conquered death and the grave. When you speak God's truth into those fears, darkness has to leave. Let me wind up today, friend, by telling you, victory over fear, it's not a one-time experience. It's a lifestyle. Every day you wake up, fear is going to knock on your door. But you decide who answers the door. Is it going to be fear or is it going to be faith? Paul told Timothy, "Timothy, stir up the gift of God which is in you." That means the courage you need is already inside of you. It just needs to be awakened. You just need to wake it up and stir it. Friend, when you fill your mind with the Word of God, your heart with worship, and your mouth with speaking truth, fear loses its foothold. We're talking this week on Fresh Oil, and next week as well, on being free from fear, living in faith which will conquer the fears that come knocking on your door. My friend, the fear you're facing today, sing through it, speak through it, and stand through it. Because fear wears many faces, but they all melt before the same fire. Faith in a faithful God. Thank you for joining me today. Walk in grace, friend. He loves you.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.